this training came out of a networking event that I did. And in the networking event, there was a lot of talk about the market uncertainty. And that talk about the market uncertainty was news to me, right? Because I was like, what do you mean? What are you guys so uncertain about? You know, I didn't understand that we had any uncertainty in the market. I was like, you know what? Let me start asking people. And I did a poll. I had some people respond. And there's actually a lot of uncertainty in the market right now. So the best way to eliminate this uncertainty that you have in the market is just be more certain. It's a little funny joke that my acquisition guy told me. But in all reality, look, the only way to eliminate any uncertainty that you have is by eliminating what you don't know. Right. And this is why within the mastermind that I have, there's a certain way that I teach is because it targets the uncertainty first. So the last time I was ever uncertain, that I ever felt uncertain about the real estate market was in 2020, March of 2020. That was the last time I was ever uncertain about the market. Because when that happened, we didn't know what the hell was going to happen with the real estate market. We had literally just closed on a house that was borderline speculative of a purchase. And, you know, all of a sudden the market shuts down. And we're like, crap, what the hell are we going to do now? You know, the market just shut down. There's this property we just bought. Like, what's happening? So we were extremely uncertain. Luckily, everything worked out great. As you all know, after the, you know, after that shutdown, real estate prices went through the roof. So no big deal happened. Nothing, you know, caused any problem. So we were good to go. But that couldn't happen again. And here's what we ended up doing to start alleviating this uncertainty. We joined a mastermind. In this mastermind, the guy that runs it, he's got some good reputation online, right? So we're like, hey, he really seems to know what he's doing. And we feel like it can help us. So we jumped on the mastermind. We went to a little retreat that he had holding on and everything. And when we showed up there, we realized that their way of treating uncertainty was throwing more money at marketing. They're like, we would ask them, like, hey, how do we get better deals, more deals? Just spend more money. I'm like, okay, that doesn't seem very, you know, like a very scalable business. Because when you spend more money on marketing, you need a bigger team, right? You need more people because you can only do so much. So that wasn't the answer that we were looking for. And we were kind of disappointed with that response. And this is why we kept seeing more and more people struggling in the real estate market was because of that. It's because nobody knows how to treat uncertainty in real estate. So this two things I'm going to give you come straight out of the course that I teach in the mastermind. Pillar number one is your market strategy. It's the market insight mastery is what we teach. And what does market insight mastery mean? All it means is what is the market doing right now? What are the hot price points? What is the fastest selling area of town? What are the lowest months of inventory? Where are they? What areas are moving? All of these things is going to help you understand. When you say to me, you're like, John, you know, I think this market is bad. Okay. I look at the market data and I'm like, I disagree. Because when I look at the market data, I'm seeing houses are selling. I'm seeing houses are selling very quickly in these areas, very slowly in these other areas. So is the market bad? No. I just don't think you understand what the market is doing. I don't think you understand how to cater to this market. You understand? And here's why. Here's why you don't understand this. And again, these are all personal lessons. I'm not over here, you know, just like talking at you, telling you how much you're screwing up. I've done it. This is why I know how to do this, is because we made all these same mistakes ourselves. So what we did is, when you're looking at the real estate market and you're looking at all this data, a lot of people, this is what I hear nonstop from people, is, yeah, John, I want to be successful, but I don't like doing this. I don't like doing prospecting. I don't like doing marketing. I don't like running data. I don't like looking at the market stats. I don't like networking. I don't like dispo. I don't like the title process. My response is, nobody cares. I'm sorry, nobody cares. You have to do it anyway. It's not about what you like and don't like. It's about what you need to do. Pillar number one, again, is market insight. You gotta know what the hell your market is doing. I don't like pulling the data. I don't care. You still need to do this. You understand? Because if you don't know what your market is doing, this is where the uncertainty comes from. You're thinking, John, the sellers are not wanting to sell low enough. The buyers are not wanting to pay high enough. They want huge discounts. The seller wants way too much money. Interesting. I pull the market data and I'm like, you're wrong. But this is what I see. That's what you see, but that's not the truth. The truth is right here in the market data. There are properties selling for discounts. There are buyer paying top dollars. You're just not doing your job properly because you don't want to do pillar number one, which is understand what is the market insights. This is why, like, it's funny, but in the training that I do, pillar number five is when we start marketing. It's not at the beginning. Everybody jumps to let's do some marketing. Let's get some deals. To what? To where? How much are you going to spend? This is why you keep hitting either cash crunches or you're not making enough money. And again, I am not judging you. I've did this for many, many years. All right? Like, this is not anything that's you're an idiot or nothing like that. This is just the progression of real estate. We all get brought into this business with the same mindset that every old ass guru has taught. Generate the best deals, the buyers are going to magically show up and you're good to go. All of that is bullshit. It's 100% bullshit. You need to understand what market you're in. You need to understand what's working in the market. And then that takes us to pillar number two, which is building your buyer arsenal. Why do I call pillar number two your buyer's arsenal? Because that is exactly what they are. Your quality buyers list is what gives you the strength and the power to be able to go after deals, know where to go after deals, know what to offer on deals, and know how to close these deals. Your buyers are telling you that. There's no way in hell you're going to know that. Now, if you're a fix-and-flip investor or a buy-and-hold investor, you're saying, but John, I'm the buyer. Yes, but you can only buy so many deals in a year. So when you build your buyers list, another word for a buyers list, if this makes you feel better, is an investors list. Right? That's exactly what you're building, is a list of investors that are doing deals in your market. And when you are able to build that list of quality investors that are doing consistent deals in your market, you're going to be able to tap into that knowledge. You're going to be able to talk to these people and see what's working, what's not working. Why are you on that side of town and not this side of town? Why are you flipping here and not flipping there? So when you say, John, there aren't any deals, and I look around to my buyers and I'm like, they're all making money. I'm making money. We're buying deals constantly. What's the truth? This is not a good market for you because you don't know what the market is doing because you haven't done the work, right? Let's go back to that. What is the work? Pillar number one, you got to understand your market. Months of inventory, hottest zip codes. What's the median price point in your area? What's moving? What's the inventory that's actually moving in your market? And then you combine that with pillar number two. What are your buyers looking for? What are they buying right now? Where are they investing? What type of deals are they doing? You know, I only want to do buy and hold. Well, I don't care what you only want to do. What you're going to do is what the market tells you you're going to do. What does the market want? Right now in San Antonio, buy and hold has been tough. In prior years, we used to be in it 80% minus repairs, cash flow, and doing great deals. Right now, with the prices, the home prices shooting up as much as they did, insurance costs going up, taxes going up, rents taking 2 to 3 years to catch up to those prices, it's hard to cash flow without leaving money in the deal and a substantial amount of money. Now, it's not that you can't do rentals. It's just that's not the priority at this moment. Before, I used to wholesale to buy and hold investors all the time. Now, we rarely do because not many are willing to leave enough money on the deal. And for me to wholesale it to them at a price that makes sense for them, I can make more money wholesaling it to a fix and flipper. You understand? Because they don't need that much of a margin as a buy and hold investor needs right now. But you go to St. Louis, I have students in St. Louis. We started branching off over there. And in St. Louis, it's a different market. I mean, you're all in on houses for 80, 100 grand and they're renting for 12, 1300. Why? Because when you do pillar number one, you realize that St. Louis didn't do that curve that shot up on prices like San Antonio did, right? Like other major markets did. St. Louis is just going steady. So the home prices to the rent values are staying very close as they should be. You understand? St. Louis hasn't gotten that massive jump. So St. Louis is a great market for rentals right now. It may not be a tremendous market for flips where San Antonio is a great market for flips. What I'm saying is that it's not what you want to do, is what the market is giving you. What is the market offering you right now? What deals? What types of buyers? Where is the movement getting done? Because once you pinpoint that, there's no more uncertainty. How can you be uncertain anymore? I don't understand that. When people tell me this is an uncertain market, I don't know what you're uncertain about. Like, what is it? Well, I don't know who to market to. Okay, what are your buyers buying? What's the market say? Okay, now I get the uncertainty. You have no idea what market you're in. You have no idea what you're doing. That's why you keep jumping around from list to list to list. Oh, I'm going to do foreclosures. Oh, I did it once and that didn't work, so I'm going to do absentees. Oh, that's not working. Let me do probates. Oh, that's not working. I'm going to go for a divorce list. And it's like, they all work. We make money on all the lists, but we know how to target the list properly, right? So that's why, like, what I spend most of my time in the mastermind that we run is more talking towards that. It's like, you have to understand what the market is doing so you don't have to come out and ask me, John, what should I do next? Because guess what? I may not always have an answer for you. You understand? And then you have to rely on my answer. What if my answer doesn't fit what you are looking to do? It's very possible. When I seeked out that other coach, that other mastermind that I joined, and I asked them, hey, how do I get better deals, bigger deals, do more marketing? Okay. That wasn't the answer that helps me, because he does a lot of direct mail marketing. So what am I looking at? 50, 60 grand a month of marketing? You know the type of team I need to sustain that level of marketing? I don't want to run that type of team. It's not attractive to me whatsoever to run that type of team. You understand? So what do I need to know is, what the hell, what else do I do? What's going on? And nobody can answer that question for me other than myself. I run the market analysis. I look at the data. I look at what's working. Then I speak to the buyers. I reach out to the investors. I see what they're doing, what's working for them, what's not, what's causing them any issues, any holdups. Are flips still working? What are they willing to make on flips? Did all of a sudden, before they wanted to make 50, 60, 70 grand, now they're willing to do $20,000, $30,000? That's a shift in the market. Now they're willing to take less. Some are still wanting to take more. Some are willing to take even less than that. I have buyers that they're happy if they make 20 grand on their flips. Okay. I'm not here to judge you. That's your criteria, right? I won't do a flip for less than 50 grand. That's my criteria. But I also generate my own deals. So I get to cherry pick. I get to pick these types of deals. So again, what is market uncertainty? It's a lack of understanding of where the market is at. How do you treat that? Pillar number one, understand what the market is. Understand what the data are. Understand what's unemployment doing. Are people moving to your town or are they moving away from it? Is there an influx of people or is there an outflow? Right? What's attracting them? What are the major employers? All of these factors is going to tell you whether your market is growing, it's strong, or it's dying. Because guess what? Real estate, like they say, location, location, location. There are areas in the U.S. that are hurting, and there are other areas that are booming. And it's always going to be that way. It doesn't matter what the hell the market is doing. There's always going to be areas that are crashing and areas that are booming. And you need to understand which area are you in. Not judge it. Not hope that you're in a good area. Because good, at the end of the day, it's a matter of perception. As long as people need a roof over their head, there's always going to be deals to be done. It might look different. Maybe what's working in your area are short sales, right? But that's also working and that makes money. I don't like short sales. Again, nobody cares. You understand? Like, it's not what it is that you like, it's what do you need to do? What do you need to do to make money in this market? I get people all the time. In San Antonio, we do very well with foreclosures. Tell them, do foreclosures. I don't like foreclosures. Okay, so what do I do? I don't know. Go cry to your mother. What do you want me to tell you? You understand? Like, I'm telling you what's working, and you're telling me you don't want to do it. Cold call. I don't like cold calling. Okay. Direct mail. I don't have enough money. Where's this conversation going? You understand? Like, you have a reason and an excuse for why nothing works. As long as you keep having a reason and an excuse for why nothing works, nothing's going to work for you. What I'm trying to give you is open your mind to everything works, because it does. If there are people out there making money, then there's money to be made. You just haven't figured that out yet. How do you figure it out? Let me beat this dead horse even more. Pillar number one, pillar number two, right? What's the market doing? What are your buyers doing? What's the market doing? What are your buyers doing? You want me to say it again? When you understand those two pillars, and guys, I get it. You may say, John, I hate networking. I do too. Believe it or not, I hate networking. I go to networking events and it's a struggle. I get back in my truck after a networking event. And I'm just like just trying to catch my breath from it. It's exhausting for me, but it doesn't matter because you have to do it. You understand? If I'm not at these networking events, if I didn't go that Thursday and spoke to the people that I spoke to, I would have never known that people felt like they were in an uncertain market. That would have never hit my mind. Like, I would have never known that in my life, because I don't feel like we're in an uncertain market. But if I didn't go to that event and spoke to the people that I spoke to, all of a sudden I'm like, holy shit, all right. There's quite a bit of you guys that feel that we're in an uncertain market. This is interesting. And I started talking to them. What's going on? Well, I don't know where to market. I don't know what's working. My flip isn't selling. I have a flip on this side of town and it's just not moving. Interesting. I do a little market research into that area. Pillar number one, I started looking into it and I'm like, well, this is why that house isn't selling. You should have never bought that house. If you're competing with these ones, you got to be substantially lower on the price that you put it out. And your rehab better be top notch. I'm talking about top of the line, because you're competing against a brand new house. It's not a shocker why the property wasn't selling. It's not a shocker why some of your houses aren't renting. Why you contracted a house and you're not finding any buyers for it. It's not a shocker, because you're doing the shit that you want to do and you're not doing the shit that the market is asking you to do. It's actually willing to pay you for you to do it. This is not that hard, guys. We complicate the hell out of this business because we put our feelings in there. What I'm telling you is get your feelings out and let's look at the data. When you get your feelings out of the way and you look at the data, the deals become so much easier to do and you make so much more money doing them. It's not that hard. Again, guys, it's not that hard. So make sure you're dropping your questions, anything that's not clear to you, in the comment section. I'm going to be addressing them soon. But it's, you know, going back to the market uncertainty, there isn't any market uncertainty. Doesn't matter what the market does. And what's going to happen is, let's say we're in an election year, right? Let's say the election goes whatever which way it goes. I frankly don't care. The market shifts drastically. Chaos in the market. For the real estate market, what does that mean? Same thing. Pillar number one, pillar number two. Pillar number one is going to tell me, what are the masses doing? Are they leaving San Antonio or is everybody coming to San Antonio? What's happening? Is everybody putting their home on the market or are people holding on to their houses and starting to do renovations? That's what the data is going to tell me. And then I'm going to start going to networking event and tapping into my investors list, my buyers list, pillar number two. And I'm going to be able to see, what are you doing? How are you adjusting? What are you going to buy? Where are you going to go? And you're going to have investors that are going to be just how they were during the pandemic. Deer in headlights. They're going to be like, I'm not doing shit right now. Got it. You're not somebody I'm going to be doing business with. But there's the savvy investors that have been through these cycles that they're like, yeah, I keep buying. I'm still buying. Because they know what the hell's going on. And those are the investors I'm going to keep working with. Until the ones that are with the deer in the headlights, they kind of realize it's like, okay, nothing really happened. Got it. Let me get back into this. You understand? So it's going to be up to you how hard any shift in the market hits you. Like right now, any uncertainty I ever get in the market lasts all of like a few weeks. And that's just all depends on how many networking events I was able to hit. But once I hit a few networking events, I already have the market data. I already know what's up. And I rarely have to adjust much because I'm catering to the market already. So the changes I have to make and shift in our business is very, very small. Very easy to do. So we don't miss a beat. Again, it's not that hard, guys. It's not that complicated. We do complicate this shit, you know, and I just recommend that, you know, you stop doing that. Pillar number two, pillar number one, they're the ones that are going to help you. If you need help on implementing all these strategies, building these systems, understanding the process, then just join my mastermind. That's what we cover every single week. We cover all the ins and outs. You have training, you have, you know, 9 pillars, 27 modules, all videos, everything in there that's going to help you get that shit done. There's no guesswork needed. You know exactly where you are, exactly what you're doing. And I even asked my mastermind, I was like, how many of you guys have uncertainty? And nobody raised their hand. And I was like, well, yeah, because you guys know what the fuck you're doing, right? It's not that complicated. It's not that hard. But you got to have a roadmap to follow. So if you're interested in that, just hit me up anywhere. Let me know that you're interested and we'll book a call. But with that being said, let's jump into some questions. What do you guys have? I'll put, if you want to hop on camera, there's a link that I'm putting on right now. So just click on the link and you can hop on camera. If not, just type in your questions. Let me know what you got going on. What's not making sense? Where do you need more clarity, more help in? You got me for a few more minutes. Man, everybody that joined apparently has no uncertainty in the market. That's awesome. Love that. All right. Kurt, Rob, everybody's good. Awesome. Alrighty then. Cool. No questions. Guys, this is why I go live, is to answer your questions. Obviously, I could just record these and just put them out on YouTube like I used to. I'm going live, so I answer your questions live in the moment so we can expand on them if something's confusing, not coming through clearly, or you're still unsure, you're still uncertain. This is where you get to just pick my brain. Ask me anything and everything you want. Nice, nice. Finishing pillar number 5 today. Cool. So now you're getting going on the marketing. You already set up your systems. So very nice. Alrighty. Cool. Well, thank you all for watching. Thank you for joining me. Again, every Wednesday, 12 p.m., unless something comes up, we'll be hopping on. I'll put another poll this week just to see what other topics you want me to hit on. We can talk mindset. We can talk strategies, whatever you want to hear more about specifically. We can definitely get that going. But for right now, it seems like no questions are coming in. So I will move on with my day, and so should you. So thank you all for watching, and I'll catch you on the next one.